Recently, I had a debate with Neil Senlak, otherwise known as Gnostic Informant, on Matt Bell's Limitless. Since then, Neil did a live stream with Flint Dibble where he discusses preparing for the debate by asking multiple professionals questions. But when I point out that this means that it took all the king's horses and all the king's men to build his case and he still couldn't stand up to what I brought to the table, he got upset and claimed that he asked exactly two Egyptologists if his slides were accurate and asked for some literature. Let's listen to what he says to Flint about it.
He mentioned to me and other scholars that he was doing this debate. I think you mentioned you talked to Therese Aussie, archaeologist. Who else did you talk to?
Yeah, give a shout out to them, actually. There's a few people who I reached out to in the weeks leading up to the debate, just asking them, hey, this is what I think. Am I right about this? What do you think about this? What do you think about this? Justine, that woman, Warren, that's the name of her handle.
She's right here.
That's, go and subscribe. There she is. Average Aussie Egyptologist. She gave me hours of her time to even jump on a call with me and talk about this stuff. So really, really want to shout out to Average Aussie Egyptologist. Also, Joseph Wilson was going back and forth with me as well. A few others too, but those three in particular were very, very helpful. So,
and then this leads to the inevitable question. Neil, did you ask two Egyptologists if your slides were accurate and for some literature? Or did you ask multiple people, all of which who happen to hate me, to help you with your debate? And I still come out ahead. GED, brain full of THC, whooped up all the PhDs. Thank you very much. Have a good day.
And then we can talk about the differences between our debate prep strategies and how it went down, because I think that's an important thing for people to recognize when you engage with pseudoscientists.